Sleeping family flee home blaze. A family were made temporarily homeless after flames ripped through their Tulsa Major bungalow in the early hours of the morning. Luckily, one of the family inside woke up and was able to alert everyone else to get out of the building. Three fire crews from Tiptree, Tollesbury and Whittam were called out to tackle the fire. Watch manager Dave Ferrant said it could have been much worse, as there was no working smoke alarms anywhere in the place. He said the family were lucky to escape with their lives, and commented, "Fortunately, there was an old-style serving hatch between the kitchen and the room where some of the family were sleeping, because the smoke woke one of them up. They did exactly the right thing at that point. They got their family out, stayed out, and called 999. However, the incident really emphasises how important it is to have working smoke alarms in your home. If one of the occupants hadn't woken up, the fire would have been fully developed and we could have had a totally different outcome." It is believed the incident was caused by a faulty fridge freezer. Dunmo women win national award. Two women who have brought joy to Dunmo through colourful crafted postbox toppers have received a Points of Light award. Kathleen Shannon and Jackie Monk have created scenes for fun that have included poppies for Remembrance Day, swimmer Tom Daly for the Olympic Games, and even the Queen and a Corgi for the Platinum Jubilee. Kathleen said she thought the initial award contact was a hoax at first, but they are delighted at the honour. They will receive a certificate. Points of Light are awarded by the Prime Minister to highlight outstanding individual volunteers who are making a change in their community. The scheme was originally established in America and launched in the UK back in April 2014. Kemi Badenoch MP said, I am delighted that Kathleen and Jackie have been honoured with a Points of Light award. The beautiful crochet postbox toppers we have seen in Great Dunmo really brighten up the town and never fail to raise a smile. The toppers, knitted for last year's Remembrance Sunday, honouring the sacrifice of those who had died in service of this country, were particularly impressive.